WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
With meteorologist Dan Zarro. And Dan, I think the storyline here, according to what we talked about a little earlier in the morning, is enjoy the dry weather while you can.
Yes, exactly right. I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth, but today might be our last dry day until August. Let me remind you that today is only July 20th. We have a lot of wet weather on the way, and it really comes in with a bang this weekend. So yes, enjoy today. Comfortable this morning, temperatures mostly in the 60s. It'll be sunny throughout the morning, partly sunny this afternoon. Comfortably warm and dry all day, highs in the lower 80s, 70s along the coast. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. Tomorrow we'll start off dry, mostly cloudy and cooler with highs only in the 70s. And then here comes a nasty little coastal storm system. It's pretty much a direct hit on New Jersey, so we're going to see a period of heavy, steady rain starting tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow night and early Sunday morning. Wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, rain totals over an inch for pretty much the entire state. That wraps up Sunday morning, but still scattered showers in the forecast for Sunday and beyond. Right now, Seaside Park 67, Sparta 59, and North Brunswick 62.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. Topping our news this hour, it's not exactly shocking. A just-released report finds the transportation network in New Jersey and across the region is overburdened and needs a complete overhaul.
The Natural Resources Defense Council report stresses the need to reduce congestion, improve mass transit, lower car emissions, and make streets safer for pedestrians and cyclists. NRDC climate and clean energy advocate Bruce Ho says we need to get moving on this.
We haven't been investing enough in public transit and all the other areas of our transportation system.
The report finds if we cut congestion and speed up travel by just 1 mile an hour, it would provide nearly $19 billion a year in regional benefits. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meteorologist Dan Zarro's commuter weather. Yes, believe it or not, today could be the last completely dry day in New Jersey until we get into the month of August. And we still have, 12 days to go. It would be the 12th to last day of the month of July. So definitely some rain in the forecast coming up. That starts tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, likely, but today, sunny morning, partly sunny afternoon, dry, comfortably warm, highs in the lower 80s and 70s along the coast. Dan will have complete details on the forecast straight ahead. And coming up in our next segment, Governor Murphy appears finally ready to ban smoking, partially, at Jersey parks and beaches. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 506, meteorologist Dan Zarro's commuter weather. This Friday, today, July 20th, the last completely dry day in New Jersey, possibly until the month of August. So quite a bit of time left in the month. Governor Murphy today expected to sign a bill recently passed that bans most smoking at Jersey's public parks and beaches, parking lots, and 15% of each beach would be designated smoking areas. We still don't know who would enforce the ban. Floatables, diabetic needles, tampon applicators, paper products, and bottles that usually get washed into sewer lines instead washed up on New Jersey beaches on Thursday, 13 of them, in fact, in Monmouth County, leading to widespread DEP closures. That two-bedroom first-floor apartment for $750 a month may actually be too good to be true. A survey released Thursday finds more than 5 million renters throughout Jersey and the U.S. have lost money in a scam, a third of them waving goodbye to more than $1,000.
In a bait-and-switch scam, the property listed isn't even available. Phantom Rentals, a scammer, makes up listings and tries to lure renters with low prices.
After Hurricane Sandy, this became rampant all over New Jersey, but it's still taking place.
Phyllis Salo Kay with New Jersey Citizen Action says one should never sign paperwork on an apartment without actually seeing it first, and the homework goes beyond that. A quick check with the town can determine whether the unit or building attracts complaints. A proper inspection can help you stay away from nightmare arguments or repairs in the future. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
At least one person has been injured in the early morning crash in Newark of a New Jersey transit bus with an apparently stolen church van that was being chased by Maplewood police. The vehicles crashed in a church yard. The van has been suspected in local robberies. On Route 78 yesterday, right at the outset of the afternoon rush, a car wedges under a dump truck in a crash, killing one person, backing up westbound traffic for miles. It happened on the stretch of the highway through Berkeley Heights. An investigation continues. Did you know that New Jersey towns have more than 800,000 unpaid driving tickets on their books? The state Supreme Court is setting up a three-judge panel that may dismiss cases from 2003 and earlier.
Alexander Shalom with the ACLU says the dismissal program is the court's way of recognizing
that there's this tremendous backlog of these really minor cases that don't impact public safety, but can have really deleterious effects on people's lives and their livelihoods.
Earlier this week, a Supreme Court committee criticized the towns for collecting revenue by issuing excessive motor vehicle tickets. Chief Justice Stuart Rabner says DWIs and reckless driving cases can't be dismissed. Towns will also get to make their case for keeping certain fines. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The death toll is at least 11 in the capsizing and sinking of a tourist boat on a lake in Branson, Missouri. Dive teams today will resume a search for five others who were known to be on the Ride the Ducks boat. Seven others have been hospitalized. A man reported missing by his brother on Monday has been found dead under a pool cover. 45-year-old Eric Barich was discovered in a backyard swimming pool in Toms River on Thursday, according to police. Little else is known about the circumstances. During the summer months, there is a wide abundance of dogs and cats at the Atlanta County Animal Shelter. Adoptions slow down as people get busy planning their vacations and redirecting their schedules. Enter the Take Me Home Today promotion.
Shelter manager Kathy Kelsey says until July 31st, pet adoption fees are waived.
We have a wide variety of cats and dogs that have already been previously spayed or neutered, and they can be made available for immediate adoption.
Normal adoption fees are $110 for dogs and $85 for cats, which includes spaying, neutering,
age-appropriate vaccinations, and diagnostic testing. Dogs are eligible for free obedience classes, and all the animals are released with a microchip and a voucher for a free veterinary examination.
26 cats and 14 dogs have been rehomed already with the Take Me Home Today promotion. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News 510. Trump-Putin round two. It could be happening this fall. President Trump has invited the Russian leader to the White House. No Russian president has visited Washington in nearly a decade. The Trump said an offer of shared U.S.-Russia investigations was no good. On the Massachusetts Most Wanted list and nabbed in New Jersey, 47-year-old Stephen Cote is arrested at the Westgate development in Lakewood. This happened yesterday. He had been wanted on child pornography charges. Those famous Jersey tomatoes are starting to hit farm stands and supermarkets in the state right now. State Agriculture Secretary Doug Fisher says some growers producing hothouse varieties will be rolling out their produce in October and November.
So there's going to be Jersey tomatoes around for most of the year, but for the winter months when it's really cold, it obviously tails off.
The USDA reported New Jersey was number three in the nation last year with a crop worth more than $39 million. 4 years, $34 million. It's not a sports contract. That's the new labor agreement between the state and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The numbers amount to 2% raises across the board, backdated to 2015. Time on New Jersey's First News 512. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says we got to get ready for some rain. After today, there will be a chance of at least some rain in the forecast every single day up until into the month of August. So be ready for that. Morning, sunny, partly sunny this afternoon, dry, comfortably warm for your Friday, highs in the lower 80s and 70s at the coast, much the same as yesterday. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Steve Trevelise.
Everybody is talking about this, and when everybody's talking about it, we are talking about it on New Jersey 101.5.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11.
That's what we want.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow rejoins us. And Dan, I know you can articulate better than I can what we're looking at the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, it's all about the rain. That's really all you need to know. So enjoy today's dry weather while it lasts, because things take a big turn downhill over the weekend. Sunny this morning, partly sunny this afternoon. It will be dry today and comfortably warm for the third day in a row, with low humidity again too. Highs in the lower 80s, 70s along the coast. Tonight looks fine. Increasing clouds, lows in the lower to mid 60s, and you'll wake up to dry weather tomorrow. Starting off mostly cloudy, and it'll be cooler, stuck in the 70s. But here comes the rain. A nasty little coastal storm system will move in starting early afternoon tomorrow. It's going to move from south to north across New Jersey. A period of heavy, steady rain and wind gusts over 30 miles an hour will be likely, especially as we get into tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. The storm system exits and rain wraps up Sunday morning. Then we'll see breaks of sun with a few more showers into Sunday afternoon. Highs return to the lower 80s, and as Patrick has been telling you so eloquently, we've got a chance for showers in the forecast pretty much every single day next week, potentially into early August. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. Jersey transportation must improve, but how would increasing spending on it specifically make things better? Cutting down smoking at Jersey Beach has been talked about for a long time. Governor Murphy may make it a reality today. In sports, Kevin Kisner leads after round one of the Open in Scotland. Second round already underway this morning. Tiger Woods set to tee off in about 5 minutes. Yanks miss out on a key trade target. Reliever Brad Hand going from San Diego to Cleveland. Comeback kid Nick Foles tops Tom Brady again in NFL merchandise sales. You get to the beach forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic. Next.
Jersey Radio.
A dose of reality in this bizarro world we live in.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time 519. A meteorologist Dan Zero with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. Another pretty good beach day today. Air temperatures upper 70s or so along the Jersey Shore. Water temperatures 69 to 76 degrees. UV index will be in the very high range once again today. Ocean waves building from 2 to 3 feet as the day goes on, but will keep a low risk for rip currents along the shore today. Enjoy the pleasant weather today because rain moves in for at least part of the weekend. New Jersey First News time, still 519.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 on this Friday morning. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back in about 8 minutes with your commuter weather. A fundraiser to bring the controversial Baby Trump balloon to the President's Golf Club in Bedminster is so successful, organizers say they have enough money to buy four balloons.
Branchburg resident Jim Gervan says he and his friends were inspired by the original Baby Trump balloon displayed by a group of activists in London during the President's trip there.
We feel that it is very representative of our president's behavior as a petulant child, and we thought it belonged here in the States.
Their GoFundMe page started with a $4,000 goal, but collected more than $24,000 from interested donors around the country. Gervan says he's not sure where they'll display the balloon, but it will be visible and comply with local and federal laws. Danielle LaBerson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Democrats running for U.S. House seats from New Jersey have almost five times as much cash on hand as do their GOP counterparts, with the exception of longtime incumbent Chris Smith, according to Federal Election Commission records in advance of the midterms. Union City steps up, the mayor saying the city itself will pay for the funerals of the five children killed in a devastating apartment fire a week ago today. Four of the five kids were siblings. The Union City Fire Victims Fund has raised over $43,000. Employment in the Garden State held steady in June, while the jobless rate edged down to a very healthy 4.3%, but the news isn't all good.
While Jersey has the sixth highest average wage in the nation, $1,262 a week, Rutgers economist James Hughes points out the average wage increase in the Garden State last year was only 1.8%, which was the lowest of any state in the country.
When we're looking at the wage increase, it certainly puts those who are struggling economically really in a bad place.
He adds over the next 12 months, the overall outlook for the Jersey economy is fair to good. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The NFL and its players' union agree to halt, temporarily, enforcement of the new national anthem policy till a resolution between the two sides is reached. The Miami Dolphins said yesterday they could, not necessarily would, suspend players for four games who don't stand for the anthem. 6 years after the killing of a South Jersey radio host, jury selection set for a man charged with her murder. Ferdinando Jello rejects a plea deal Thursday in April Kaufman's death. Trial starts September 11th. Kaufman's husband was found dead in his jail cell in January. When it comes to punishing reckless driving, New Jersey is one of the most lenient states in America. A recent WalletHub study looks at insurance costs and legal consequences for these driving offenses and places New Jersey as the fifth most forgiving.
This might be good news if you are an offender, but New Jersey has relatively low costs both to insurance premiums and the tickets themselves after these types of occurrences.
Good news, especially for first-time speeding offenders. New Jersey has the second lowest additional cost of insurance after one speeding ticket. 5:26 on New Jersey's First News. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Dry today and then rain as far as the eye can see, at least a little bit every day. Dan will be back at the bottom of the hour. And also coming up at 5:30, what can be done to improve the transportation situation in New Jersey and what's the domino effect of that? Business news is next.
Dennis and Judy.
Why are you in denial about all the times we hang out together?
I never realized we spend far too much time together.
You know, you're right. We got to cut that out.
Yeah.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
5:28 on New Jersey's first news as we check business. Most Asian markets are higher today, despite signs that China and the U.S. are preparing to impose more tariffs on each other's products. On Wall Street Thursday, U.S. indexes finished mostly lower. The S&P 500 index lost 0.4%, Dow Jones gave up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ dipped 0.4%. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bischow and Lou Hockman are at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petroccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.